On a Monday, happy to have you. Thanks so much for beginning your week with us. How about a chance at $1,000 with the keyword to cash?
Bowl is the word, B-O-W-L, bowl. Text the word into 72881 for your chance to win $1,000.
Lots to get to today. There was a story in the Kansas City Star about a disparity in traffic tickets for white people versus black people in Kansas City. And one of the attorneys that was quoted in the story is going to join us. Stacey Shaw will be in studio coming up at 11 o'clock. But we begin with, I don't have a dog in this fight, kind of a naming rights discussion.
You should. You live in KC.
Do I? But do I? Okay. I should.
This is news that broke last night that, quite honestly, I cannot believe that we are talking about again. But it was all over Twitter last night. It does affect a great number of people in this city. There is a citizens group, an 11-member panel that was appointed by Mayor Sly James last month to determine the best way to honor MLK. And we did the story while you were gone, Wicket, that a couple of ideas had emerged, and one was surprising. Paseo is a really popular idea, but the airport, the new terminal, the single terminal plan at the airport, that be named for MLK. Those seem to be the two emerging ideas.
All right.
Quite honestly, I was a little surprised that KCI, the single terminal, was emerging as an idea. And now, in fact, this group has decided to forward on to Mayor Sly James two recommendations. One is the Paseo, because there is support for a street to be named in honor of MLK. And they say there is clear support for the airport as well. Mayor James is set to, according to the Star, talk about the recommendations this afternoon at a press conference. A final decision will be made by the city council. I don't mean to start off with governmental icky, trying to sort stuff out stuff, but it's not quite as simple as the city council just making a decision. If we're going to rename the single terminal at KCI other than KCI, the FAA gets to weigh in on that and gets a decision on that, although the FAA tends to agree with a local decision. And so a city council vote in favor of naming the single terminal for KCI would signal to the FAA that, yes, there is local support, and they would probably go along with that. There's also a group of East Side ministers, aside from this 11-member panel, that favors the Paseo, and they have indicated they will continue to gather the 1,708 valid signatures needed to put the question on the citywide ballot. That could be in November. The city council could decide to take a vote before then.
Okay.
Which could make things interesting.
All right.
But that vote, if that were to happen, would be an up or down, I assume, on whether to rename the Paseo for MLK. That could come in November. The Star points out that, again, the mayor could move forward by sending one of these recommendations to the council before the election, or he could wait for the results of the citywide vote on the Paseo. For the life of me, I do not understand why we would name the new single terminal for MLK. I do not understand.
No,
all due respect. Okay. All due respect to the civil rights leader and the role that he had in this country. But I don't, if now we are the only major city in the country that does not have a street name for MLK. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do that, fine. I don't really have a dog in that fight either. That's cool. You know, other than the money it's going to cost to replace some signs, which can't be astronomical, fine. But number one, airports are getting away from naming terminals and airports for people. Now they, as we've heard over and over, and we've heard from our friends at KCI, airports now more and more are being named for the place where they are located. So it's not confusing. So you don't wonder where the Eisenhower Airport is. You just happen to know what city it's in. Although that airport is named the Eisenhower Airport. But we have airports now that are named for cities.
Okay.
Aside from that, if you're going to name the new terminal for somebody, why MLK?
I don't know. I just made this, put this up on Twitter just now. So from the article in the Star and from everything, the options are what? The Paseo, new KCI, 63rd.
Or whatever.
I wrote.
Whatever.
Well, your four choices on Twitter, what should be named after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? Is it one of those three or none of the above?
Yes. Those are the options that this panel had been looking at, yes.
I think what we need to hear from are people who feel strongly either way on any of these. Mm-hmm. Because, like you, I'm like, man, if the city council, which has, as far as I can tell, the Kansas City City Council has a lot to worry about, right? Don't we got a lot going on in Kansas City that we got to get figured out? Regardless of your political affiliation, you would have to be able to look at that council, that city council, and say, "Yeah, we got this, we got that, we've got this." Why is this coming to the forefront? Is it because somebody wrote a story that said we're the last major city to have nothing named after Dr. King?
It's because a group of local religious leaders got together,
okay,
and started noticed that we didn't have something named after MLK.
Mm.
They started talking more. Then the mayor, because we had the Parks Commission that weighed in. Then we had the mayor that put a panel together, and that panel now has made its recommendation. Yeah, we have really huge problems in this city.
Yes, we do.
That we spend a lot of time talking about. And if you want to, although on the other hand, the mayor put the panel together to make a recommendation.
And he's going
to
talk about it later, right?
And that's what the panel did. Now, the mayor, I guess, doesn't have to forward that. I don't know if that recommendation then has to go on to the city council. He can just sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can wait and see if this group gets the 1,700 signatures needed to go on the ballot in November. Frankly, that's what I would do. I'd let that vote play out. I would keep this out of the city council's business for right now. Let that group see if they get the signatures, have an up or down vote in the Paseo in November, and then make a decision.
I think, to me, of all of these options, the KCI, the Paseo, 63rd, of those three options, KCI seems like the easiest. And I say the easiest because if you change a street, everybody's address has to change. And that's on a lot of people, a lot of directions, a lot of maps, a lot of all that. The same thing, 63rd and the Paseo, a lot of stuff would have to change. To me, you can just build it, stamp it, boom.
Do you know how many things the name of the airport is on?
It just
would have to be changed.
But it's just the terminal.
But that's the single terminal that
right.
is the major part of KCI.
Right, but it would still be officially KCI with a sign on
it. Yeah, but you would still have to. The name now includes MLK. So anything that has KCI on it, I assume would have to include MLK. I assume that's not an easy fix. By the way, that would be done nationally,
mm-hmm.
whereas changing a road would just be done locally and on maps.
But isn't the airport still technically going to be MCI?
I have no idea.
Going to be MCI when you type it in to reserve your flights, when air traffic control is talking to pilots. It's still MCI.
I guess.
It's the least intrusive, I think, invasive.
No. But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. If you want to have a conversation about who to name the single terminal after, we can have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're backing into it the wrong way. We're saying we need something with MLK's name on it. Hey, the terminal is there. And I guess part of the reason that the single terminal idea came up before this panel, according to the Star, was several members of this group met with high school students. In Generation Rap, which is a leadership program sponsored by Carter Broadcasting, the meeting was arranged by Eric Wesson, who is editor of The Call and is a mentor for the program. And I guess several of them liked the idea of the single terminal idea. So, okay. Advisory group members said the 50 or so teens overwhelmingly favored the airport.
All right. Do you feel strongly either way about any of these? If we want to name something after Dr. Martin Luther King, KCI, Paseo, 63rd, none of the above. Real quick, you can vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. What do you think's winning right now? We just put this up, so it's very early.
What's your last option?
KCI, Paseo, 63rd, none of the above.
None of the above, I think, is leading.
63rd is actually
really?
Winning. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's very close. They're getting 37% of the vote, but vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. Dial us up, 576-77. Breaking news just happened over the last couple of minutes out of Lawrence. There has been a change at the top. The athletic director, Cheyenne Zenger, is out at KU.
Yeah, we bring in Mark Lavoie because the news just broke here in the last few minutes. He's been there since 2011. Mark, what have you heard about the story?
Well, basically, he was scheduled for an interview this morning, an on-air interview with our sister station, 610 Sports, and strangely said, I'm not going to be able to make it today,
really?
Guys. I got a meeting with the chancellor.
That's what happens when...
Apparently, by the end of that meeting, he was without a job. And so now we're all playing catch-up and learning about Cheyenne Zenger. And basically, one of the things that they said in the statement was that significant progress was not made in key areas. I don't know if that means football, but you might think football.
Every school seemingly, I know that KU fans love basketball. One of the great basketball traditions in the country is in Lawrence. But for the most part, every school's big moneymaker is, especially in a major school at a major conference like in the Big 12, is football. And this has been the worst. This is the worst D1 program in the country at the major, you know, five BCS level football level. So is that in your mind probably what's pushing this? Is that Beatty and company have been crap?
Yeah, you know, a few years ago when there was realignment, all these schools changing conferences, and I thought this is. And that's when you really knew football rules everything. Mm-hmm. Even like the North Carolinas of the world, Syracuse, Duke.
Yeah.
Who cares about Duke's football team? Apparently everybody does when it comes to the money.
Like when Syracuse joined the ACC, as powerful as their basketball program was, it's about football money.
It's about football.
Is this just the KU reaction to watching all the other teams get players, get wins, go to bowls, get more money? Is that, in your mind, the biggest driver in this?
Got to tell you, this is 100% speculation on my part.
Okay.
It's
such a news story.
Exactly. KU, it's a brand new news story just seconds ago, or maybe 5 minutes ago, and KU is being purposely vague here because they don't want to, you know, say too much at this point.
But. Yeah, and we do have their statement on their website that does point out that his employment agreement is terminated without cause. Per that agreement, he'll be paid 2 years of his salary, which is $700,000 plus health insurance premiums for a total of $1.42 million.
That's the deal I have here.
Right.
If I totally screw up and can't do my job,
$700,000 a year.
For two whole years.
That's $1.4 million?
Yeah.
That's why we're keeping you on.
That's right.
Thanks, Mark. We'll have more update for you. You can read the statement from KU. It has been put out. Athletic Director Cheyenne Zenger is out in Lawrence. We'll have more on this story as it comes up, including at the bottom of the hour.
But right now, we're going back and taking your calls about the story that the panel that Mayor Sly James put together, the 11-member panel to study the best way to honor MLK in Kansas City, has come out with a couple of recommendations for the mayor, and he's going to talk about those this afternoon at a news conference. One of those is to rename the Paseo. The other is to rename or name the single terminal, the new single terminal at KCI. 63rd Street also has been a pretty popular idea. So this is the 11-member panel, and we should point out that there's a group of ministers in town that is working to put together the 1,708 signatures needed to put the question about renaming the Paseo on the ballot either in August or November. And that would be separate from if the mayor wanted the council to make a decision.
576-7798, right to the phones. Dennis in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ. Dennis, what should we be naming after Dr. Martin Luther King?
Well, first off, I just got back from Washington, D.C. and seen his monument out there. Everybody should see that. It was so breathtaking. It was wonderful. My thought, first off, we have a junior high that's Martin Luther King. We did have a hospital that was Martin Luther King, and it went defunct. But my thought was, why not do that 71 freeway, 470 to downtown? There's no addresses to worry about. That would be an easy change.
Yeah, that's an idea.
I mean, it's not on the table, but it's a definite idea. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bet that they're listening to all the ideas. So, Dennis, thank you for yours, man. Again, I don't know if I really have a dog in this fight. It seems it would be easier for KCI, but you're telling me it would not be easier for KCI.
Airport officials have pointed out that given that the airport is known worldwide, that even though it's just the terminal you're renaming, not the entire airport, that would be worldwide marketing that would have to change. And my guess is that's a bigger deal than changing some street names.
Let's go to Joe in Kansas City on KMBZ. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I remember growing up seeing the radar as a kid, and it would say MCI, and it always puzzled me because I was like, but I live in Kansas City. but there's actually some problems. Like, when they were naming airport codes, you already had radio and TV, and so they didn't want anything starting with a W or a K because those were common to TV and radio, like your call sign. And so they didn't do KCMO, but they did do NKC for the downtown airport. They didn't do KCI because that's for Kona in Indonesia. MLK is for Malta in the Mediterranean. And there is a Mid-Continental International Airport or Mid-Continent International Airport in Wichita, but that's already taken with MTI in Kansas City, and you can't do WICT or Wichita because it starts with a W.
You're making my head spin, Joe. I am not going
to
lie to you.
Okay, so bring us back to this. Bring us back to MLK, if you would.
Yeah, but it complicates navigation, like you say, because they would also, if they're going to do MLK, it could cause confusion, and you don't want a pilot punching in MLK, and all of a sudden your flight to Kansas City is now directed towards Malta. And 63rd Street is also a main street that you use to navigate by. Most mile streets are like the 63rd, 75th, and so on. So, I was just pointing out those navigation things that you run into.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, too. It never fails. If we start talking about KCI and saying KCI, KCI, it never fails. We'll always get the text.
Yeah.
You guys know it's MCI,
we
right?
Know.
We understand.
We know.
We understand. No one calls it MCI. But appreciate the phone call, Joe. Let's go to Shannon in Kansas City on KMBZ. Shannon, what should be named after Dr. Martin Luther King?
I don't think it should be the Paseo because it takes away from the culture, already one culture. The Paseo is named after a boulevard in Mexico. It's a 10-mile stretch. It's the oldest boulevard in Kansas City. And I just feel like you're taking away from one culture to represent somebody else. And I think Martin Luther King would be turning over in his grave if he thought we were putting that much money into putting his name on something that wasn't a school or something to advance education.
So you don't like any of these options that are on the table is what you're saying, Shannon.
Correct.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough. Shannon, thank you for the phone call. Final word on this goes to Aaron in Kansas City. Aaron, go ahead. The floor is yours.
So I've called in on this once before, but the money and cents on this. What's going to cost the least amount of money to the city? You know, 63rd Street renaming it, fine, whatever, except for the end in Brookside because it's named after a great Kansas Cityan that passed away recently. And then I think they ought to just bulldoze some vacant buildings or homes in a blighted area and put a community center in that would, you know, help the community. What does naming a street or the airport gain the city except notoriety? It doesn't help with any of our crime, the murders going on, you know, education of any kind. Let's do something proactive instead of, oh, look, we got a new name.
Aaron, thank you for the phone call. It's up on our Facebook page. You can check it out. It is also our poll question. What should be named after Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? The new KCI, the Paseo, 63rd, or none of the above? Let us know and vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio. What do you think's winning right now, Jamie?
I'm going to still say none of the above.
43%. It has taken a strong lead as the number of votes has been really increasing.
I think it's going to be none of the above.
All right, it's 10:33. Big breaking news that happened a little while ago. The athletic director at KU is out, Shayan Zenger. He has been fired. Joining us right now from 610 down the hall, we welcome in Bob Fesco. Bob, I know you're a KU grad. How shocked are you at the news that athletic director Zenger is gone?
I don't really know that I'm shocked by the news. I think it's really odd that all of a sudden it came down today because he was supposed to be on our show this morning at 7:15.
What time did he cancel?
Yesterday, 5 o'clock, I got a text message that a meeting that he had with the chancellor had been moved up so he couldn't come on the show. Can we reschedule for Wednesday? And I said, yeah, sure, we'll have him on Wednesday. I'm like, what do you want to talk about? Like, what are we having him on for? And they said, well, we're just kind of pushing the message that we're done being bad in football and it's time for us to change and to move forward. And starting now, we're going to be, you know, our attempt is to be good at football. And I said, all right, cool. I'm on whatever. It's May, you know. You got the FBI thing going on.
Royals aren't very good.
No, not very good.
Sure,
we'll have him on. I'll talk a little college football. They're trying to raise money for a new stadium and whatnot, and obviously that's not going so well if the athletic director has been fired.
So for those who aren't as familiar with the goings-on at KU, can you explain why he was brought here and kind of how things have gone since 2011?
Not that well. I mean, he's hired Charlie Weiss and David Beatty as his two football coaches, and they have not been good. He had to fire Charlie Weiss, and then now David Beatty's in charge, and he's also hired a women's basketball coach, and between the three of them, they're 8-109 in Big 12 conference play. That's not good.
Wow.
That's not good. And, you know, save the men's basketball department and Bill Self, and that's a self-sufficient department. Obviously, there's not much else that's going right. Your job as an athletic director is to raise money and build buildings. And you can only get so much money out of the same donors. You eventually have to cultivate new donors. And if you're not winning in football, nobody's going to donate. Who's gonna write a check to help build a stadium for a football team that can't get out of its own way?
I mean, you're watching all these teams go to all these bowls, the Final Four, the semifinals, And I don't know what they are in the last 5 years, but in the last three, KU football is 3-33.
Yeah, they're not very good. And if you read the letter this morning from the chancellor to his colleagues at the University of Kansas, it's really, I think, incredible. He says, I'm writing to inform you of a leadership change in Kansas athletics. This morning I met with Cheyenne Zenger, informed that I'm relieving his duties effective immediately. Sean Lester will be our interim athletic director. In addition, earlier today I spoke with Coach David Beatty and shared my expectation that he will continue recruiting hard and getting his team ready for the season. That's the only coach that's mentioned.
Here's point A, here's point B.
So David Beatty's probably the chancellor, I would assume, probably told them, look, pal, you know, it's put up or shut up time for you too.
You have to win in football. Because, I mean, as great as the basketball program is, and it's obviously wildly successful, another Final Four, football drives it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how great your basketball or baseball or track or hockey or whatever. It comes down to football. How worried should David Beatty be right now about whoever replaces the former AD?
No, very worried. I mean, David Beatty's job is now officially on the line. He's on the clock. I mean, the chancellor, that's a long letter. That was just part of the letter that I read. And it's a long letter. And there's no other coaches singled out in there other than David Beatty. And so everybody knows this is about football. The athletic department, I always say, is like the front door to your university. Everybody knows you based on athletics. Enrollment goes up when you make Final Fours. Enrollment goes up when you make BCS games. Enrollment goes up when you make the college football playoff. People want to be part of that atmosphere. And to have a football team that has been so bad for so long and has done nothing since Zenger has taken over other than pay off coaches. I mean, they wrote a check for $20 million to Charlie Weiss. Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, it's ridiculous how much money they paid to get out of bad decisions that have been made. And I think the well is dried up. I talked with a prominent booster today and I said, did you see Zenger was fired? And the response was finally. I mean, so like people have been ready for this to happen and ready for this to take place at the University of Kansas. Look, as an alum, and this is me speaking as an alum, I'm tired of sucking at football. It's time to start winning. It's not that hard to win a couple of games in the Big 12 conference every year. It's not that hard to not be a national embarrassment week in and week out. So they've got to get an athletic director in there who can right this ship. And I'm not worried about building a stadium or a turf practice field or whatever the hell they're trying to build. You got to win games, and that stuff will build itself if you win football games.
How did he get a contract extension from Chancellor Bernadette Gray Little?
That's called a golden parachute.
Wow. Yeah. Major, you know, $1.4 million now is what he's going to get for the payout.
It's a nice buyout. That includes dental, too, I saw. it does. I'm not joking. And medical and dental is included in that. So he's getting a nice little package to go away. But, you know, Bernadette Gray Little hired him. She was clueless when it came to the athletic department, totally clueless. I don't know if she was good with English or chemistry or math or whatever it was that chancellors do. But when it came to the athletic department, she was not clued in, not very good at running the athletic department, if you will. And from my standpoint with her, she gave her guy a golden parachute on the way out the door. He should thank Bernadette Gray a little for that.
Why was he brought in the first place? How great was the track record at Illinois State?
So I followed him for years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the track record. I know he's at Kansas and he's from Hayes, America, you know, as Ed Isdy always said.
But Illinois State's never been known for football. What he is known for doing there is increasing the standards when it came to academics for the athletes.
And I think he probably did that at KU. They mentioned that, but nobody cares about that. Yeah. I mean, honest to God, who the hell cares?
Yeah.
Seriously.
No more for volleyball than they are
you
anything
know,
else.
And he's a Kansan, and he took over for Lou Perkins, and he kind of came in and I think calmed the waters from where Lou was with the ticket stuff that went on. But I'm a huge Lou Perkins fan, so you're asking the wrong guy about Lou. I've always been a big, big fan of Lou, and I thought he did some good things for the university when he was here when it came to building buildings and kind of getting the athletic department back on the right track from where it was under Al Bohl and Bob Frederick and whatnot. So they needed to kind of right the ship a little bit under Lou. He was a prominent athletic director, very well known. One of the best ADs in the nation was hired, brought a dream team of athletic department individuals in. They've done a very nice job in some aspects, but they've never figured out football. And they've got to figure it out. I mean, the excuses are done, man. The Golden Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Finals in 277 days of existence. Kansas can find a way to win a football game.
Is the replacement part of a nationwide search, or do they promote from within?
Well, they have a nationwide search already, and it's going to be led by Drew Jennings, who was the interim athletic director back in 2003. He was on the job for 1 week, and he hired Bill Self.
Good job, buddy. That's what you can be known for.
There you go. He literally took the job after they got rid of Al Bohl until they transitioned into Lou Perkins. And during that week time is when Roy Williams quit, so they hired Bill Self. And that's what Drew Jennings will always go down and known for, is the hiring of Bill Self as the head basketball coach.
Do you think that this will be someone they pluck as kind of in the Illinois State mold, smaller school, MAC school, that level, and promote them to the big leagues? Or do they go pluck somebody higher up, maybe, but at a bigger program, say a Michigan or an Ohio State or an Alabama?
Well, I think Sean Lester, the interim guy now, who's now the interim guy for the second time at the University of Kansas, I think he's got as good a shot as anybody to get the job. And I think they'll take a hard look at Sean and see if he's a guy who's been very loyal for the university and has been around and is very well respected, I know, by a lot of folks. And so,
can he raise money?
I don't know. That's the thing.
That's what we don't know
about him. That's what you don't know. You have to be a fundraiser. You have to be a slick dude that's ready to go out there and raise money, because that's what it's all about. Winning games in football, building stadiums, raising money. And if you can do all that, you'll be in, you know, employed forever and a day.
Bob, thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it. It's Bob Fesco from 610 Down the Hall. Shea and Zinger out as the Kansas Athletic Director. He's going to get $1.4 million plus full benefits over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He got 2 years worth. They got to pay out the rest of his contract. So $1.4 million is what goes to him. And the university not saying a lot. They did put out a statement, but it basically was lack of progress was what was mentioned.
It's the 3-33 record of football over the last 3 years, or his three hires, as Bob mentioned, two football coaches and a women's basketball coach, 8-109 in Big 12 play.
It could be that.
That's pretty damn bad right there. It's up on our Facebook page if you want to read the entire statement from the chancellor over at KU. It is there. Go to facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett at 10:42. Coming up, have you seen the singing cop out of Topeka? You're going to hear him coming up next. Poll question we've got going on right now. What should be named after Dr. Martin Luther King in Kansas City? There is a debate going on whether it should be the new KCI, the Paseo, 63rd. We also give you the choice of a none of the above on Twitter. Vote at KMBZ Radio. Jamie, what do you think's winning?
None of the above.
You are correct. 44% of those that have voted so far. Head over to Twitter and vote at KMBZ Radio. Also, coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll have a special guest in studio.
So we are going to welcome in Stacy Shaw, who is a local attorney whose firm specializes in traffic ticket cases. There is a story out of the Kansas City Star this weekend, very well done, that lays out the numbers in terms of who is getting traffic tickets in the city, black versus white. There is a very obvious disparity between the two. And the story points out that there is one particular zip code in Kansas City that accounts for a lot of the tickets, disproportionately a lot. It's also 90% African-American, I believe that zip code is. And Stacy in the story points out what she says is not a race problem, but an economic problem. And she'll explain what she means by that. It's a part of town that requires more police because it's higher in crime. And when you have more police there, then you can you have more people getting tickets. There's a disparity between who is getting tickets for speeding versus who is getting them for other things like expired plates and that kind of thing. She has a couple of suggestions. And the thing that I appreciate about her the most in the story, at least, is that her answer is not to tell police to write fewer tickets. She totally doesn't approach it that way. She really sees it as an economic problem. Police are going to write tickets. And if you have more police out in higher crime areas, that's what we want. They're going to write more tickets. But we do have a problem with a disproportionate number of blacks getting traffic tickets. And wait till you hear some of the numbers of the number of tickets that some people have piled up.
We'll do that coming up at 11 o'clock. Plus, what I like most in the story in the Star, and thanks to the two writers, Aaron Randall and Kelsey Ryan, who put together the story, is she just doesn't say, here's the problem. There are actually solutions that are in there. Because oftentimes people just complain that we don't have any answers other than just, we have a problem, but no solutions. Yeah. She gives some. We look forward to having her in studio coming up after the 11 o'clock news. Do you ever watch James Corden's Carpool Karaoke?
I'm aware of it. I've seen it.
Where he picks up, he's the guy that's on after... Is he after Colbert? Yeah, he's after Colbert's late night show. I'm usually asleep. But his Carpool Karaoke usually makes it very viral, makes it everywhere. And it's been Madonna. It's been Bruno Mars. It's been Britney Spears. It's been all kinds of different musical artists sit. And he does an interview, and in between questions, they sing, and they generally will sing songs of that artist. Well, just for fun, this was police car karaoke. This is Kansas Capitol Police Officer Lamont Jackson showing his partner a little bit of carpool karaoke. Got the video here from our friends over at Fox 4 and on YouTube. Thought we would play some for you.
Oh, this is my jam, man.
What's this?
Man, this is old school. You don't know about this song.
Show me, old man, what you got.
You kids don't know anything about music today, do they?
Yes, sir.
You really know this song?
No, I don't know this song.
Mm-hmm. I have never been so much. This is old school, young man.
So I don't know.
And love before. What a difference a true love made in my life. Now you know now.
I'm catching on.
Just imagine two police officers driving down the road, one singing to the other. In this carpool karaoke. Now, admittedly, I don't know this song. Love Ballad by LTD?
Nope.
I do not know this song. I'm like the other guy. I'm like the guy driving. I've never heard it. But
I knew that I never felt, never dreamed of. Something's changed. No, it's not the
feeling. I love this story. It's out of Topeka. And it's in response to all those that James Corden will do. And if you haven't had a chance to watch the video, go ahead and check it out because it is it's pretty darn funny to just see. Just, you know, we talk about police and oftentimes people will debate police and whatnot. Some lighthearted stuff out of the Capitol, which is awesome to see, which is really awesome to see. So shout out to those guys. People on Facebook, pretty funny. Go ahead and look it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ. Somebody said that he's known as the singing cop. Is he known out of Topeka as the singing cop?
Not to me. That doesn't mean he's not known.
Never heard it. Never heard it. So yeah, it's up on our Facebook page. You can go ahead and look at that at facebook.com/981KMBZ.
Somebody said that's good baby making music.
Yeah. You know? There you go.
Well, somebody is texter. His carpool singing is bad. It's not supposed to be.
Oh, my Lord.
It's.
Is someone peeing your Cheerios already this morning?
Do you sound good when you sing in the car? Because that's what it is.
You know, his singing is bad, Jamie.
It's supposed to be bad. Because you don't sound good when you sing in the car either, or in the shower, by the way. And that's the point, is that he's not supposed to sound good when he does it. Anything else we need to...
I love the first reaction from the text line.
Oh, that you know,
that police officer can't sing. He should probably stop.
The other reaction, thanks for showing videos on the radio. Did you hear the singing?
Okay.